Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Acts 27, verse 31, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, "Except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved." Paul is being transported to Rome, where he will stand before Caesar. As they travel, a tremendous storm arises on the sea. There is a threat of danger. Loss of life seems imminent. Paul has trusted in God. God, through an angel, has informed Paul that no lives will be lost. Paul's statement to them, "Except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved." Those in the ark were saved, while those outside the ark were lost. Genesis chapter 7, verses 21 through 23 states, "And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl, and of cattle, and of beast, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man. All in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land died. And every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things, and the fowl of the heaven. And they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and those that were with him in the ark." Only those in the ship were going to be saved, just as only those in the ark were saved. There are safe places where we can be saved. We must be in these places, in these conditions, in order to be saved from our sin, to be saved unto eternal life. If we would be saved, we must abide in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Notice the phrase, "in Christ." Christ is the Savior. Christ is the refuge. Christ is the anchor. In Christ, we become new. We are old because of sin. We must put off that old creature. In Jesus Christ, there is the opportunity to become a new person. The sins of the past are blotted out. The sins of the past are forever removed. It does not matter what we have been in days gone by. It only matters what we can be in days to come. In Jesus Christ, there is the opportunity of rebirth. In Jesus Christ, there is the privilege of renewal. If any man be in Christ, that is the condition. That is the choice. What would you choose? Do you not choose to be in Christ and become a new creature? He can remake the heart. He can remake the character. Jesus Christ has the power to give renewal. But this renewal is in Christ. A new creation is in Jesus Christ. That is the power of Christ. That is the truth of the gospel. Ephesians 1 and verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. But notice where these blessings are found. They are found in Christ. Jesus Christ has been ordained, approved of Almighty God, to be the one in whom these special blessings can be found and can be obtained. We must be in Christ. If we would be saved, we must abide in Christ, just as those on the ship had to abide in the ship, just as those on the ark had to abide in the ark. We must abide in Christ. In verse 7, in whom? In Jesus Christ. We have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Oh, the marvelous grace of God that allows us to come into Jesus Christ, where redemption is found, where there is the forgiveness of sin. Redemption and forgiveness of sin is according to the grace of God. But the source of that great blessing is Jesus Christ. We must be in Christ. In verse 11, in whom, in Jesus Christ, also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. In Jesus Christ we have the promised inheritance, eternal life, abiding in that eternal abode of Almighty God. Heaven. Heaven is our promise. Heaven is our inheritance in Jesus Christ. We must come into Christ. We must abide in Christ. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 9, the Apostle Paul's desire was to be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Paul's desire, the hope of his life, the purpose of his life, the intent of his heart, was that he might be found in Christ, because in Christ we can be saved. In the Colossian letter at chapter 2 and verse 7, Paul said, rooted and built up in Him. If we would be saved, we must abide in Christ. If we would be saved, we must abide in the faith. The faith is God's revelation of truth that has been revealed through the inspired apostles, the writers of the New Testament. The New Testament is that book which reveals unto us the faith of God, the truth of God, the doctrine and teaching of Almighty God. We must abide in that truth. We must not abide in the opinions and judgments of individuals. We must not abide in the teaching and the commandments of men. We must not abide in what we think or what we might hope to believe, but rather we must abide in the faith. God has revealed His faith. He wants us to know His faith, to understand His faith, and to live each day according to the faith that He has revealed. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 13, as the Apostle Paul concludes his letter to the church of God at Corinth, he identifies them as saints, those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus. Oh, in Christ Jesus, what blessings are found in Christ Jesus. What hope is found in Jesus Christ. What a privilege it is to be able to come into Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 16, 13, he tells these saints at Corinth, stand fast in the faith. Do not be moved away from the faith of God. Remain in the faith. Abide in the faith. Live according to the faith. Oh, believe the doctrine that has been revealed from Almighty God. What a doctrine it is. What a revelation has been given unto humanity. What grand truth is found in the pages of the Bible. The Bible contains, or is rather, the very thinking of the Almighty God. God tells us, individuals, to come into the faith, believe the faith, obey the faith, live every day, every hour, every moment according to the faith. Colossians 2 and verse 7, established in the faith. We are to be established so that we cannot be moved away. We must not forsake the faith. We must not move away from the grand faith that God has delivered unto us through inspiration of the Holy Spirit, but rather we are to abide in that faith. We are to believe that faith. We will be judged by this faith. Titus chapter 1, Paul has written to this young evangelist, and he warns him about many vain talkers and deceivers. He says in verse 10 that they have come, especially they of the circumcision. There were those who still held to the practice of circumcision. They believed that circumcision was still essential and necessary for salvation. Circumcision had been given by God to Abraham as a seal or a guarantee of the promise that through Abraham all the nations of the earth would be blessed. That circumcision was practiced throughout the Old Testament. But now in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything, but a new creature, Galatians chapter 6. Nonetheless, there were those that were still teaching circumcision. And so Paul identifies these as unruly and vain talkers and deceivers. There are those in the world who make it the practice to deceive individuals. Many individuals are deceived. We can be deceived if we do not test the teaching that we hear. All things that we hear must be proven. I would desire that you prove according to the Scriptures what I speak unto you, for certainly it would not be my desire to deceive you or to lead you into error. I myself desire to know the truth of God. I study the truth so that I might understand the truth and preach the truth of God. For by this very truth I will be judged, you will be judged. If we would be saved, we must be in the faith. We must abide in the faith. We cannot simply believe anything or everything that we would desire to believe. We cannot believe those things that sound good or appear to be right, but rather we must test them according to divine authority. These unruly, vain talkers and deceivers, Paul says in verse 11, their mouths must be stopped. In verse 13, wherefore, rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith. Paul said they must be sound in the faith. We must be sound in the faith of God. We must abide in the faith if we would be saved. In Jude verse 3, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, let me pause a moment and emphasize that phrase, common salvation. We have in Titus chapter 1 and verse 4, common faith, which means that the faith which God has delivered is to be believed by everyone. The salvation, the common salvation which God has delivered, must be practiced by everyone. All people, through the teaching of God, are saved in the very same manner. And yet, we see today that many ways of salvation are revealed. One will teach one way of salvation, another will teach an entirely different way of salvation. But Jude verse 3 says there is a common salvation. It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints. Contend for the faith, one faith, Ephesians chapter 4. A common faith, Titus chapter 1. The faith, Jude verse 3, contend for it. Earnestly strive for the faith that God has revealed unto humanity. For in this faith we are saved. God has revealed unto us how He would desire that we be saved, what we believe so that we might be saved. We must believe what God has revealed. We must practice in our lives what God has revealed. We must live according to the revelation of Almighty God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 23 says, if ye continue in the faith, meaning that we must abide in the faith. Grounded and settled, all grounded and settled in the faith. Be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. The gospel is the faith. The gospel is God's power to save, because the faith can save. If we would be saved, we must abide in Christ. If we would be saved, we must abide in the faith. But if we would be saved, we must abide in the church. The church has been established by the Lord Jesus Christ, Matthew 16:18. The church has been purchased with the blood of Christ, Acts 20:28. Oh, the church is precious to God. The church is precious to Christ. The church is not a building that sits on a particular street in a particular town, but rather the church are those who have been redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ. They have been washed pure in His blood. All of their sin has been removed. They have been sanctified by God's Holy Spirit. Those who are the church of God are saints sanctified in Christ Jesus, and we must be in the church to be saved. Some will not accept the church because they do not understand the biblical teaching of the church. Jesus loved the church. I urge you to read Ephesians chapter 5 concerning Christ and His church. Ephesians 5:32 says, "This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church." The church cannot be separated from Christ, and Christ cannot be separated from the church. And since salvation cannot be separated from Christ, then salvation cannot be separated from the church. The church is not a building. The church is not an address. The church is God's redeemed. The church is God's saved. And if we would be saved, we must abide in the church. We must desire to be saved. We must hope to be saved. We must live to be saved. We must abide in the church. In Acts 2:47, the scripture says, "And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." How did they get entrance into the church? Did they join the church of their choice? They were added to the church by the Lord. Listen, salvation is the work of God. Membership in the church, the body of Christ, is the work of God. It is not the opinion of man. We need to forsake the opinions of men. We need to live according to what the Bible teaches. We need to follow the Bible in all that we do. We need to read the Bible, study the Bible, and pray for a deep understanding of the Bible. The Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. In 1 Peter 2:5, He calls those who are in the church as living stones. He refers to the church as the house of the living God in 1 Timothy 3:15. He describes the church as the household of God, the habitation of God, Ephesians 2:19-22. Jesus is the head of the church, and the church is the body of Christ, Ephesians 1:22-23. The church is essential for salvation. One will not be saved if he is not in the church of our Lord, for the Lord added to the church those that were saved. The building blocks of the church, the spiritual house of God, the habitation of God, are the humble souls that surrender themselves in obedient faith to the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, having confessed that He is the Son of God and having put Him on in baptism. In 1 Thessalonians 1:1, as in 2 Thessalonians 1:1, the Apostle Paul addresses these two epistles to the church of the Thessalonians. which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. These two epistles are addressed to the church in the city of Thessalonica. Notice, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. The church is in God and in Christ. We must be in Christ to be saved. We must be in God to be saved. Therefore, we must be the church. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The grace of God and the peace of God is found in the church. In the book of Revelation, at chapter 1, John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Seven churches in Asia? Only seven churches? In this great region of Asia, only seven churches? Most small towns have more than seven churches. Oh, they wear unbiblical names. They believe unbiblical doctrines. They practice unbiblical beliefs. John writes to the seven churches of Asia. These seven churches, verse 11 in Revelation 1, Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea. One church in these towns. One body of believers. One doctrine, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, being taught. Oh, we must abide in the church if we would be saved. In Revelation 2 and verse 7, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life which is in the midst of the paradise of God. This is written to the church. The church is promised the tree of life. Verse 11, he that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. He's writing to the church at Smyrna. Verse 17, Revelation chapter 2. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna. Will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. These words, this promise, is written unto the church at Pergamos. Do you see that these divine blessings are found in the church? We must abide in the church if we would be saved. If we would be saved, we must abide in the love of God. There is no greater love in all the world than the love of God. There is no greater love that has ever been known or experienced or realized than the love of God. Jude verse 21, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Many believe that they will simply be saved because God is a God of love. But may we be reminded that God is also a God of anger and a God of wrath. God is displeased when we do not follow the teachings of His truth. 1 John 5 and verse 3 says, and this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. That simply means they are not too hard to bear. They are not too difficult to obey. God never requires of us what we are incapable of doing. Sometimes it may seem difficult. Sometimes we may find it hard. But that would be because of our unwillingness to yield our spirit to the love of God. It would be because we are unwilling to deny ourselves some pleasure or some sin in which we would prefer to engage rather than follow the love of God. But if we would love God, we must keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. They do not cause us grief, but rather they cause us joy. Oh, how blessed is the heart that abides in the love of God. To arise each morning with the truth that God loves us. No one else in the world may love you, but the God of heaven will love you. He will love you unconditionally. You may fall into sin. You may drift away from Him for a time. You may doubt. But God will continue to love. His love is faithful. His love is true. His love abides. We must abide in His love through the keeping and the obedience of His commandments. We must do as God says do. We must live as God says live. We must follow the divine law that He has given. For that law is a law of love. It is given for our good, for our benefit, so that we might be better, so that we might live with joy and peace and contentment. God wants us to be happy people, some will say, but they find that happiness in sin. Oh no, God does not want us to engage in sin so that we might be happy, but rather God wants us to forsake sin. He wants us to live as purely as He is pure, as holy as He is holy. He wants us to come unto Him, leaving all sin behind. His love guides us into the purity of life. Keep ourselves in the love of God. Abide in His love through the keeping and through the obedience of His commandments. In the book of Romans at chapter 5 and verse 5, hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. God has shed His love into our hearts through the Lord Jesus Christ, and by His Holy Spirit, as we surrender unto His commandments, this love is brought to bear upon our lives. The love of God living in the heart of humanity. Through our obedience to the commandments that He has written, we must abide in His love, we must abide in His law, in His faith, so that we are saved. Romans chapter 8, 38 and 39. The apostle asked this great question about who shall separate us from the love of God. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing in this physical world ought to have the power to separate us from the love of God. For the love of God will give us the strength and the power to endure any conflict, bear any burden, overcome any temptation. God's power is great, His love is magnificent, and has no limit. It can cause the lowly soul to rise. He can bring us from the depths of despair to the heights of hope. He brings us from that which is dismal to that which is glorious through His divine love. Abide in the love of God if you would be saved. Paul said those who abide in the ship will be saved. And as they followed that command, all of them were saved. No life was lost in that great storm. And so it is in the journey of life, amidst the storms of life. We can be saved in the hereafter, in the world to come, if we will abide in Christ, if we will abide in the faith, if we will abide in the church, if we will abide in the love of God. May you so abide that you will be saved. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia. We invite you to listen to our Sunday afternoon broadcast, 5:15 p.m. on this same station, and Talks from the Bible Monday through Friday at 6:55 a.m. Please come visit us. Become a member of the body of Christ at the Church of Christ located at South Commerce Street. We meet on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock. We would be delighted to have you in our midst. thank you so much for being a part of our program.